The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 24th day of July, 2012. I didn't expect Gerald Celente to be on with us today because he was here last Tuesday. Double plus good for us. He's supposed to be on every third Tuesday of the month, and I think somebody looked at last month's calendar and go, oh, okay, that'll work. Hey, but I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'd like to have the guy on every Tuesday. He puts it like nobody else does. Robbie, those people out there that are looking at things and going, oh, crap, what do I do? Why don't you tell them a little thing that they can do to preserve something for the future here?
Well, we have some German marks, kind of ironic considering we are now facing the prospect that the German mark could once again be legal tender in Europe. We have German marks minted between 1890 and 1913, 0.2304 ounces of pure gold for $364 a piece. Order 10 or more and you get free shipping.
Alrighty.
And we do have small amounts of silver eagles available. You can buy them in rolls of 20. We have a minimum roll of two rolls, but silver eagles currently running 620 a roll. So you can diversify with affordable fractional European gold and U.S. silver eagles. All I can say is do what the Chinese do and take every opportunity with pullbacks in the market to add to your stash. Regard this as being you are becoming your own central bank.
Go ahead and put them on the screen there. Okay, 800-691-7898. Give Robbie a call because, folks, got retirements out there? Okay. What's been happening on the retirement front, Robbie? Isn't there some deals now that well, they're letting you out and you can buy precious metals now?
There's some that do and some that don't. You obviously have to check with the administrator to see what they do allow you to do and what they don't allow you to do. I think they are starting to let people move retirement accounts into self-directed IRAs, so they have a greater control over what they are invested in rather than relying on the pool investments that many pension funds have.
Yeah,
but as I said, all are different.
Yeah, some guy deciding where money should be put, and it's like, okay, I'm going to trust some nameless, faceless guy someplace to take my retirement accounts and put it where? Yeah, well, go for the gold and go for the silver. Hey, Robbie, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, brother.
All righty.
Bless you, man.
Okay. Coming up after the break, James Corbett is with us from the Corbett Report. We'll take the break. We shall be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I just want to make a clarification here, and I had to do the numbers twice to make sure that I was looking at what I was looking at. Robbie just offered German marks. 364 a piece, four or more, you get free shipping. Well, an ounce of gold, he's selling an ounce of gold for $14.56. The spot price on it today is $15.82. If you're not calling that number right now, I don't know, giveaway, you're not going to find anything better than that. So give him a call at 8. I didn't realize it. I went, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Did he actually say 364 apiece and it's a full quarter ounce of gold? Minted between 1890 and 1913? And I had to check it. And that's right, $4.56 for an ounce of gold, when the spot price today is $15.82. Folks, you better take advantage of that one. 800-691-7898. I've got James Corbett with me. Hello, James. How are you?
How are you doing today, John?
Everybody's in a strange mood. I don't know if you heard any of Gerald Celente when you were cleaning the sleep out of your eyes over there in Western Japan. He's getting ready. How can I say it? Owly? We'll use the Bohemian Grove intonation there. Yeah, he's getting a little bit owly. Here we go. Quantitative easing. Oh, boy. they're not going to let the markets go just yet, but going and going they are. They just announced that, hey, you know, no more money for Greece. What were we told, James, about, well, if Greece goes, if Spain goes, so goes the rest?
Unfortunately so, and it does look that way. But to be honest, I've been owly for about 5 years now, so I don't think it's a new state of mind for me.
Well, and I've, you know, people don't understand. They've asked me before, James, what keeps you going? It's my pissosity level. I mean, it's seriously year after year after year that I do this. And it's people go, well, how can you stand this? How's come you're not burned out? Because it's my job. My job is living life and trying to get a life that we once knew back. You know, Gerald Celente said something about banana republics, and I had to clarify that a little bit. I said, you know, banana republics weren't has-beens. They were wannabes or never-wers. Whereas we were once, but aren't now. Does that make us a has-been with no roadmap back? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because what is it that keeps everything going? Yeah, some people will argue, James, well, it's currencies, well, it's jobs. No, it's an honest gaming system. You know? I mean, look at it. Go to Vegas, folks. You know the odds are stacked in favor of the house. But what if during the game they change the odds on your chance of winning? That's what's constantly being done. The game board is being changed, reassigned new values, new numbers, new this, new that. And it's almost mind-numbing at times to keep up with it, but I've been trying to do that for 20 years.
Well, I think you're right. It's not just our responsibility in terms of it's our job to cover this type of information, but I think it's our responsibility, all of our responsibility as adults in this world, trying to make a better world for what we're going to leave behind after we're gone. And absolutely, this is some of the most important information that we've been seeing coming along for years and years now. It's coming to a head now. So I can certainly understand the feeling of dread that a lot of people have at this particular moment, and especially because the economic collapse is obviously a harbinger of the collapse that's taking place generally, the societal collapse. And I think we see that manifested in all sorts of ways, including even mass shootings. I think that type of event is unfortunately more and more likely in this current environment.
Well, and I've been all over that subject matter pretty heavily in the last month. I used the example, James, of the NFL. And I played a clip from Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin he was a star receiver on the Dallas Cowboys. Caught a lot of touchdowns. He was very grateful and very thankful for the opportunity that he had because it was worth millions to him. Where did he grow up? In the ghetto. What has he been telling the draft class for 2012? He says, look, there's only 250 of you guys seated in this room out of 70,000 possible. 70,000 people tried to get into the NFL draft. And he went on to tell them, he said, you know, you got to leave your ways behind. What you came out of was a cancerous, devoid of anything, rot ghetto mentality. And that's what it is. It's what it is. He says, you've now arrived. He says, so take care of business, take care of your destiny, take care of your family, take care of your future. But yet, with all these millions of dollars that we're paying full-grown men to play a kid's game, and you thought it was just baseball? Uh-uh. It's football as well. Any games we have out there, basketball, I don't care what it is. Where's the return entertainment value to the public versus what's invested in these guys, and then what do we get out of it? And I'm not sitting here trying to tell people that we should look at our sports guys as being some kind of leaders. I don't want them to lead. Let them play their game. Let people be entertained. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. But Michael Irvin just simply put it. He said, look, man, he says, here's the deal. You're out of the ghetto. Leave the ghetto behind. Leave that mentality behind because you know what? You have arrived. Take care of it. And James, 70% of these guys, 4 years after they get out of the NFL with all these millions of dollars that they've made, guess what they've got? Bankruptcies. You know, so he was telling folks that, you know, you can take the people out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the people. You have to do that yourself.
And there's so much to be said about that in terms of just the mentality that people often live in all sorts of different ways, whether that's their economic status or whether that's just the way that they tend to accept corruption in politics. So it's just the way it is. There's nothing that can be done about it. And it's absolutely a loser mentality that people have to get out of. And once they do, I mean, once they start to realize what freedom is and how important it is, and they start to live their life with that principle, I think there's no way that it can't help but absolutely shape everything that's happening around them and the way that people treat them. So it's certainly, I think the mentality is one of the key factors in all of this.
Well, and I'm surprised to see Roger Goodell, that he's upset with the kind of behavior. I mean, I'll take the Detroit Lions. Six bust this past summer for DUI, marijuana possession. Okay, we're not talking about any great shakes. This happens in every community everywhere. But here again, here are full-grown men that have gone to college on scholarships. Some of them have planned for the future, and they will finish off their intended studies. In other words, it's just not, hey, I've arrived, I'm going to make all this money, and I'm out of here. Because we all know that people that do not earn their station in life, once that station, the train leaves the station, what do they do with their lives? They have no training. They have nothing. We've got full-grown men that really don't have life experience, have not built their wealth, and it so easily just slips away from them. I mean, I look at this, and I was started to say about the Detroit Lions. Yeah, they got a problem. Just recently, last Friday night, one of their starting cornerbacks decided he wanted to pull a Glock on somebody. There wasn't any discussion with the Detroit Lions. As bad as they need good guys in the secondary, this is what they did. They cut him off. They canceled his contract. And until such time, because now they're starting to talk about shifting the blame of the organizations, the various organizations, and then shifting that off to the central planning committee named Roger Goodell. So, yeah, now we're not going to even do this by committee. I'm just going to do this myself. And look, culturally, how far have we slipped? That is one hell of a question, because everybody says that we've slipped so much. But do they really recognize the successive generations and what they're being taught, James? What they're being told is okay. And
well, I think just as we can see so much of the negative things that are happening in our society through the media programming that we're being indoctrinated through, I think we can also see the opposite of that when we look back at previous generations and the type of media that they were watching. So, for example, recently Andy Griffith just passed away. And I remember there was an episode of the Andy Griffith Show where he was trying to explain to some young boy about why it's important that that police don't eavesdrop on other people's conversations in order to find out, because that's, you know, you can't wiretap, you can't listen in on people's phone calls because there's something called the Fourth Amendment, and it's so important to what it is to be American, et cetera, et cetera. And here we are living through the age where they have completely and utterly shredded the Fourth Amendment, and they now admit it openly, and nobody's doing anything. No one's up in arms about this. No one cares that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are being shredded before their eyes. It's just such an incredible change that's taking place right now. And we can see this reflected a generation or two ago. People understood that was a huge problem. But these days, people just blindly accept it.
Well, they've been remade by the media. They've been remade by the new social generation out there. They're talking at a rapid clip, but talking a lot, saying it loud, and saying nothing. And I'll tell you, it's not going well. Are we going to see more people like the Aurora, Colorado? Yeah, for people that don't give a damn about life. But where are the people that are setting the examples, the exemplary examples of morality and ethics and doing the right thing? Every place you look, they're all rotten to the core. Let me go whistle my Andy Griffith thing here.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's go to, I almost did my let's get ready to rumble, John in Colorado. How you doing, John?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I ran across a really interesting article that ties right in
to
David Wilcox's Divine Cosmos site. You guys aren't aware of the investigation into financial corruption that he has put up there gratis. You should be.
Who is this gentleman again?
Okay, his name is David Wilcock, W-I-L-C-O-C-K.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's also the guy who believes that thousand-year-old reptiles are running the game?
It might very well be, but please give a benefit of the doubt here and look at the materials first.
Okay.
Because this is not about thousand-year-old reptiles. They often ask the same thing when somebody brings up David Icke. But you see, that's not the only thing that he's brought to us. We all may bring some truth and some falsehood, some deliberately, some by mistake. It's mining and refining. Either a source is mineable or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You mine what you need where you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have enough, you don't mine it. If there's not a practical way to mine it there, you mine it somewhere else if you can. It's, you know, that's basically what it amounts to with my outlook on intel collection. Now, so have a look. It's on a website called Divine Cosmos, all run together. Conventionally spelled.
Okay.
And there's a recent addition there in the last few days relating to the LIBOR scandal, which was what got me to call you in the first place. Meanwhile, I've been sitting here scratching away, and somebody mentioned that it was strange days. I think it was Robbie, and about foreboding, that an end game is in progress. Mm-hmm. Well, same for me, insomnia, upset with the ostriches. Syria is not a good thing. The stuff here in Colorado recently has been hinky. There was an FBI warning on fires. Then we had fires. Apparently, there was also one on attacks on things like theaters that is said to have been pulled from their website. I do not know.
Yeah, I saw the story today that they were running, and this happens, it seems like, all the time, that they're running parallel. And let me bring up the story so I can speak more intelligently about it. And where I went to go look at the story where I saw it before, it's not up there.
I will find it.
Yeah. Yeah. What isn't odd in today's world? Well, you know what I was told the other day? And again, how do you track and trace this stuff? Because I don't have the bugs or my inside guy sitting in CIA or DIA or FBI or BATF. I was told the other day that Julian Assange is actually Mossad.
This is entirely possible.
It is entirely possible, because if he's that big of a problem with WikiLeaks, these people don't stay around.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go. There's any topic here that might take hours to do justice, and I would rather not add to the noise.
Yeah.
But I concur as far as that one goes. And something else came to mind here, but it whizzed by. Anyway, that about covers it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah, and I'm with you. James, I'm with you. Yeah, what about the space aliens? What about the lizard people? And why is it necessary? Now, let me just ask you directly so the audience knows. Do you believe in shape-shifting lizard people?
I certainly don't have any evidence that that exists. So until I get some, I think I'll calmly reserve judgment on it. But
well,
no,
you
I
mean
don't
to tell
that
me you've right. not seen the things on YouTube where you can watch somebody morph into a reptile? That's not proof.
I've in fact been accused of as much on my own videos because you know, these sometimes those video artifacts, they're not video artifacts, they're reptiles. I've certainly heard my share of that type of bunkum. But I mean, even with David Icke and people like that, he says personally he's never seen it, but he's heard so many stories from credible people.
Well, and I understand what the gentleman, what John was saying, that we get the information, you know, mine it if it's worth it. But what if I get a half a mile down in that shaft and I'm mining someplace where I shouldn't be, or something happens and guess what? I don't see any daylight anymore.
To be honest, that website that the person was referring to, that was basically my experience of it. And I was, you know, I have been looking at it for a while because a lot of people have been talking about it. But it just, all roads seem to lead back to 1,000-year-old aliens or something living in a bunker under the earth that's going to change the world or something. So I will take a look at this newest story. But
yeah, I have a real problem with that. I mean, I like to deal with the tactile, the here and now, the feelable, the touchable. You know, I, honest to God, I mean, Chariots of the Gods, Eric Von Daniken, I mean, this kind of stuff goes back to the 70s. And if you realize, ladies and gentlemen, and there are theories abounding out there, well, where did the human race come from if God didn't create us in his image? Well, it must have been an alien space seed that had done it, that we were visited many thousands of years ago or millions of years ago, and the seed was planted. Do you have any idea how big this universe is? And it would be a happenstance if anybody even stumbled across us. Once they did, would they want to really do something? I think even the modicum of thou shalt not hinder even came from the old Star Trek series. We don't interfere. We'll take the break here. We'll be back in three. James Corbett's with us today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The Rocky Vista University College of Osteopathic Medicine. This is a place where they grow doctors, folks. Not in petri dishes, in actual classrooms. Is in the middle of holding specialized classes in disaster life support for 150 second-year med students, along with response to natural disasters, hurricanes, floods, oh, and terrorist attacks. One of the scenarios being used to train the students is how to respond if a shooter fires at people in a movie theater and also uses a bomb in the attack. And evidently, the dean of the college, Rocky Vista University College of Osteopathic Medicine, said, "The irony is amazing, just amazing." Well, yeah. James, every time we turn around, subway bombing, London, parallel terror drills taking place. Oh, the reason why we didn't really catch it, the North American defense, we were running training exercises and they didn't know what was real and wasn't real. So the parallel cover is there all the time for these odd occurrences. And nobody... I mean, here, James, it's the most maddening thing in the world because here we have, and we got to find a better name. These are not the new conservatives. These are the dogs of war that had their laundry list for the Middle East. We're on six right now, and, well, was six supposed to be Syria, or was it supposed to be Iran? Doesn't matter. we're going to pop Syria inside out, and then we'll eventually get around to Iran. All this stuff is mapped out. We have read about it. We have reported on it. But yet, it continues. The madmen are running the insane asylum, and there doesn't seem to be any way to stop them.
Unfortunately not. And I think that the observation about those drills and other types of coincidences, shall we say, when it comes to these spectacular events goes both ways. I think it doesn't necessarily mean that the drill was somehow used to make the event happen. But I think that to a certain extent, the public mind in general is being prepared for these types of events. So that's why DHS, for example, has been hyping up the possibility of theater attacks since May, when they put out a report basically saying that this is the next stage of the war on terror, and this is what we're likely to see happening, so we have to be on guard for it. They create the situation where it fosters and inculcates that idea in the mind of the public, so that susceptible, crazy people who snap out on whatever psychedelic substances they might be consuming go out and make that happen. So I think we have to look at how these types of ideas are implanted in the public mind in order for it to eventually come true. I mean, I think it's self-fulfilling prophecies in some cases.
By the way, a little addendum here to the Rocky Vista College. It's the only medical school in the nation to make that part of their training in the curriculum for, you know, hurricanes and floods and terrorist attacks.
And Columbine High School was, I think, the first high school in the nation to have death education, and was also drilling for such things as school shootings. So, funny how that works.
Yeah, isn't it? And the media just keeps droning on. I mean, the media got a break here. They caught a break. They get to talk about Aurora, Colorado. Although, you know, it's died down faster than I thought it would. Now, yesterday we got to see his mother and the shooter in court, and he was looking rather freakish, the orange hair and the whole nine yards, but clearly the guy was drugged out of his gourd. His pupils were about ready to pop out of his eyeballs, and he was definitely drugged up. But, you know, do we chalk this up? I mean, people are out there trying to data mine right now to say that, oh, well, this was a COINTELPRO thing, or it was MKUltra, or it was a bigger thing than what it is. You know, we can keep talking about the events that spin out of, and let's just play devil's advocate for a second, that it was all strictly government that did it. But here again, folks, you know, do we want to keep plucking the leaves off the end of the branches on the tree that we want to get rid of? Or do we want to pull the damn thing, hook up the 4x4 to it by a chain and pull it out of the damn earth? Get rid of it. Because we keep going after the effects of the dangers that we face. Banking, jobs, I don't care what it is. They all seem to fancy dance around the problem without identifying it and keep droning on about the problems that it's producing. You know,
unfortunately, right. And it's interesting how these types of problems start to replicate themselves and start to spawn themselves in a way in our society, so that these ideas, for example, of mass shootings or economic collapse, etc., can in a way create their own memes that propagate through society. It's a complicated topic, but I'm going to be talking about it tonight on my program with Lauren Coleman. He runs a blog called The Copycat Effect, where he takes a look at these types of mass shootings and things, because they do tend to occur in clumps. They're tends to be a cluster of them that will all happen together. And he examines why that is and how these types of ideas propagate through society. I think it's a completely different take on this than a lot of people are doing right now. So I'm
well,
excited for that conversation.
I'm going to definitely tune into that. And, you know, the one thing that I thought of, James, was, okay, are we going to have copycat stuff? Well, already I'm starting to see reports that something looked suspicious near the exit door of a theater showing a certain movie, and, well, we just shut it down. You know, the fear and the panic. You know, just for the hell of it, the other night, I went and saw Batman, the new Batman movie, and I went armed. I wasn't checked by TSA, I wasn't checked by the police when I walked into that theater. And, you know, after I sat down, James, I didn't give it another thought. I did not give it another thought. But I had suggested that in a country that obviously has lost its moral compass, that where do we go now for the demonstration of how to be a good man, how to be an honest man? I mean, where do we go? Do we go to our sports heroes for that? Do we go to representatives in government? Where do we go? Less and less avenues for examples of how we should conduct ourselves. And let's not forget the little socialist, communist, liberal agenda that's kind of floated in there, that anything goes and everything is fine. Well, it's not fine. It is by no means fine. And I look at this and I go, James, did the generation I come from, did they just all die off yesterday? Are they sitting out there placidly on their hands right now, saying nothing, going, oh, well, I guess this party's over, time to find a new one? What the hell are people thinking?
With adversity, I mean, people will often rise to it, and who knows? I mean, who knows at what point the generation that's growing up today will finally have had enough and will start to show what they're made of. I don't think that this generation is any less capable of that than any previous generation. It's just that, unfortunately, as you say, with so much of the media indoctrination and so little examples of what to aim for, that, I mean, you even look at something like The Dark Knight, and this is supposed to be our example of a hero. I mean, it's all about darkness. It's all about death and destruction. So when people start acting out in that way, it shouldn't be particularly surprising. And it is a question of having to create, perhaps, our own examples of what to aim for, rather than, you know, looking to Hollywood to do it for us.
Well, and I suggested, I was looking at the list of the people that have killed themselves in and around Hollywood. And just Hollywood itself, over 400 people have committed suicide. And I thought, you know, for all the negative stuff that's coming out of Hollywood, and we keep talking about the influence on our children, you know, whether it's television programming, oh, as long as it's coming over the satellite dish or I'm paying for it, well, I guess I can get out my little thing here and I can block that channel. You know, Dad's got 19 porno channels up there that I can't view, but one of these nights I'm going to peek over his shoulder and I'm going to see the code he pops in there. I don't know what the hell people are thinking, James. And I suggested, you know, I think what should be done is we should shut down Hollywood for all the negative influence. You know, 400 people have killed themselves because they couldn't make it or whatever the case may be. Well, let's just shut down Hollywood.
Yeah, funny how the Hollywood types never call for that. They always call for scrapping the Second Amendment. I wonder why that is.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone. Steve in Canada. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
James, just want to congratulate you for your statement tonight that the U.S. Constitution is being trashed before our eyes. I don't hear that anywhere in either the Canadian or the American media. That's what motivated me here to phone. I just can't expound enough about when I listen to you gentlemen speak, you raise, I could talk for hours on the issues you raise. Yesterday you were talking financial stuff. Today you started in about the ghetto mentality.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just relate something to you, and I want you to, I hope everybody listening understands that for a Canadian to be phoning in on this is a backhanded compliment, because in my humble opinion, that U.S. Constitution, as I said the last time I phoned in, is the only barrier between complete corporate tyranny and freedom. And so we now see Obama ramming through the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement to empower corporations with global rules in complete subjugation of any kind of U.S. sovereignty and U.S. rules. And no public speak about it. This is NAFTA on steroids, and we are all being taken down. And unfortunately, my Canadian brethren pacified in their... Now, I want to give you a figure here. For every dollar a Canadian earns, they're $1.54 in debt. That's the worst private debt-to-income ratio of any country in the world, and we are being pacified up here into oblivion. And isn't that wonderful that now Mexico and Canada have been asked to join the TPP and just relinquish our sovereignty right along with you?
Well, and it's just not that issue. It's Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State engineering treaty that is going to, and overall, this is being run through the United Nations, and most people do not realize that the goal of the United Nations is disarmament of the entire planet, where only the respective armies or military and police and of any given state, whether it be the United States of America, Canada, I don't care who it is, that it is a disarmament. What they will never show you in the news is the six-gun with the tied barrel. I mean, this is a big piece of sculpture that proudly sits out in front of the United Nations, which has always been their agenda, is disarmament. So we've got that coming up to look forward to here in just about 3 days.
Well, you know, everywhere you look, as James said, the U.S. Constitution is being trashed. And, you know, I just, moving that issue aside for a second here, I just want to touch upon your ghetto comments again here.
Yeah.
Now, I mean this with the utmost respect to you and your listeners. But the financial ignorance of all of us makes us all ghetto mentality. So for us to, you know, pinpoint anyone in any kind of economic circumstance really is just another example of how ignorant we really are of ourselves. And let me just prove the point by asking or explaining the zero interest rate policy of Ben Bernanke. Now, we all want to think that maybe we know a little bit about finance, and Ben Bernanke comes along with a 0% interest rate policy where American Express can borrow at 0% and charge you and I 29% on our credit card. Now, that's one example. The other example is CalPERS in California, your biggest public pension fund. It has a 50% deficit in its financing because they base their returns on an 8% return. And when Ben Bernanke pursues a 0% interest rate, he enriches bankers, he enriches war profiteers, and he enriches speculators who borrow at zero and drive the cost of living for you and I up and bankrupts pension funds. Ben Bernanke, with one simple stroke of the pen, a 0% interest rate, is robbing the average citizen around the world of their wealth every day, making us all ghetto financiers.
But, Steve, that is a broad leap to make the correlation here with the ghetto mentality. I've not been to your major, I've been to a few cities in Canada. I've not been across all your provinces. I have not seen your lifestyles. I've not seen the structure and the culture of all of your cities. But I can guarantee you this, that you do not have the problem that we do here in the U.S. And this is a societal thing. This is a cultural issue. You chalked it up to financial. Well, this is what happens when you take a group of people or groups of people and you make them dependent on the government. It is this mentality that has been implanted to a point where there is rumor of rioting if benefits are cut off. What benefit are we talking about here? We're talking about pure and simple socialism, redistributing wealth.
No.
No?
I respectfully disagree.
Okay, why?
Because the American people have been brainwashed that the communist Russian society that used socialism for its benefit was then vilified in the American media. And so you suffer from fascism, not socialism.
Well, no, we've got a mix of corporatism, fascism, yes, if you'd like to put it that way, socialism, communism, and isms and ist here.
Well, let me ask you a simple question.
Yeah.
If bankers on Wall Street can command $26 trillion in bailouts, what socialism are you referring to?
Along the lines of before we had this crisis with the banks. This has been going on for a number of years in this country, my friend. This eroding of standard has been eroding for a number of years, going back 40 or more years in this country. This didn't happen in 08. And I'm not going to just write it off as, you know, that this is somehow connected to the banks. I understand what fascism is. I understand what socialism is. I understand what capitalism is. I understand what free market is. More importantly, I understand the Constitution or constitutional rights versus, the group of lawyers? They like to use the term civil rights. We operate on different wavelengths, I think.
Well,
but I'm discussing something that has been ongoing in this country, and I've lived it. I've watched it my entire life.
If you'd appreciate the input of another Canadian into this,
please
I would
do.
Say that that fascism and socialism are two sides of the same collectivist coin and that they're underlaid by the same ideology.
I think you're about right there. Steve?
Well, no, you see, this is where... I mean, that is just wrong. I mean, socialism empowers people.
Oh, for God's sakes, enough!
If the government would only come and save us.
Just a minute.
Stephen, gosh!
It empowers the people with the factors of production, and fascism empowers the elite. They are two totally opposite animals. And the 1913 Federal Reserve Act is the greatest act of fascism on the planet.
I won't disagree with that, but you are looking from the Canadian viewpoint here.
Wait a minute. John, you're destroying every social program there is. How can you call that socialism?
What do you mean we're destroying it?
Well, you're right now on the cusp of austerity cuts to every public servant in America.
Yeah, and it should have never been, Steve, in Canada. We should have never had the second part of the New Deal through Lyndon Baines Johnson. We should not have had the government in with retirement benefits, thank you, FDR, or Social Security, as they called it. These are things that were foreign to this country before. Now we're talking about cutting people's benefits off. It should have never been there in the first place, my friend. Ever.
If you think the banksters are against socialism, I have news for you. I think the FDR and the New Deal and all of that was brought in by the very same people who brought in the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. And it's all part of that game and the mirage that it's all about the people. And
yeah.
It's all because the government cares about you.
Yeah.
When it's all about establishing the trough and establishing control of the people by getting them indebted in the name of this giving things out, candy, manna from heaven that the government is supposedly going to dole out. And just somehow, for some reason, it always seems to be some crooks in office that somehow managed to get in and spoil everything, this socialist utopia that has somehow never actually arrived on the planet. But it could. One day it really could.
Well, I mean, LBJ back in the, back in the day, when he was picking up where FDR left off, Medicare and Medicaid. You know, if we were told that, well, okay, yeah, this system can pay for itself, everybody needs to contribute. Really? At the government, at the helm, running things? Nowhere. And Steve, thanks for your call, but I've got to move on here. But come on, man. Come on. You're starting to sound like Steve Lindman to me. Dallas in Canada. Hello, Dallas.
I think if you start arguing the semantics of the different systems, you'll get lost and never solve any problems. I think what the criminals have brought in is a new hybrid. We can call it commune Nazi-mocracy or something like that.
Give it a name.
Anyhow, there was a bit of information I saw in the National Post today, and it was in regards to one of the seven countries. Lebanon is on the list, and the Secretary of Defense in Israel, Mr. Barak, mentioned, he said, well, Libya may be moving their chemical weapons to Lebanon. So that's all I wanted to bring up.
All right. You're fuzzing out on me here. Okay, I got your comment. Yeah, kill that mic again. I've got a cable problem here.
Okay, I'll let you go and listen to your comments. I just wanted to point that out. Thanks.
All right, let me...
Well, I know that they've been talking about Syria and Syria's chemical weapons now. They're bringing that up as the next stage of the destabilization of what's happening with Assad there. So I know that, and of course, in the wake of the ouster of Gaddafi in Libya, that was the thing that they were talking about. Oh, well, now there's all these chemical weapons.
Yeah.
So it's, in one hand, it's a possible setup for a future false flag where, oh, look at all these weapons that came out of this regime. Oh, that was the one that caused the big explosion or whatever. And another, it's also more part of the chaos from which they can rend the order. So now that Lebanon is maybe next on the list, they can start hyping up that potential reason to go in there.
Lebanon is definitely on the list. They've gotten everything but Syria and Iran. But Lebanon is in there. Who knows? It could be Syria. Then we'll move on to Lebanon. Or if we build up a good enough head of steam and we can... kind of like parlay this on Iran, well, we can take on Iran next. Well, you know, look, I appreciate this mic is going crazy on me here. Hello, there we go. Just whack it. Okay, then.
When in doubt, just whack.
I'm telling you. I was enjoying our conversation about societal and cultural decay until Steve called in. So we'll have to pick that one up at another time. Okay, on your program tonight, James Corbett, your guest again?
Lauren Coleman, he runs a blog called Copycat Effect, copycateffect.blogspot.com, and we're going to be talking about the Colorado shooting.
All righty. Well, James, as always, I appreciate you being up. I hope your balance of your day, you're now 8 a.m. in Japan right now?
Time to start the day.
Time to start today. And I appreciate you kicking off every Tuesday with us here on the National Intel Report. All righty. Thanks again.
I appreciate you having me.
Okay.
Talk to you next week.
All right, James. Gosh, I tell you what, I wish Steve would have called in a little bit earlier. We would have vetted this entire thing out. But I pay attention to my own rule book here. I paid attention to our own Constitution. Gosh, you get into this endless stuff. The government shouldn't have been involved in retirement benefits. They shouldn't have been involved in medical stuff. I can go down the laundry list. This is not Canada. This used to be the United States of America. And Steve, we'll have to leave it for another time for the great debate here on how well socialism in America works. How's it working for you? Thanks for being here, folks.